Hey gorgeous souls, welcome back to Feminine Energy, your daily dose of inspiration and badassery. I'm your girl Riley Hart, here to help you navigate this crazy beautiful thing called life with a little more grace, confidence, and maybe even a sprinkle of sassy self-love. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in a million different directions? Like there just aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done, and take care of yourself, and be the amazing woman you are? Yeah, me too. That's why today we're diving deep into a crucial topic. Setting boundaries and learning to say, no, things that feel so counterintuitive, especially for us women who are often programmed to please everyone around us. But trust me, honey, saying, yes, all the time is a recipe for burnout, resentment, and feeling completely overwhelmed. So, buckle up, beautiful souls, because today we're going to unlock the power of, no, and discover how setting boundaries can actually make your life more fulfilling, balanced, and yes, even more fun. Let's get real for a minute. Saying no is not selfish. It's self-care. It's about respecting yourself, your time, and your energy. You wouldn't let just anyone drive your car, right? You wouldn't let anyone borrow all your money without thinking twice, would you? So why are we so quick to give away our time and energy to things that don't align with our values or goals? Think of boundaries like invisible fences around your heart and mind. They protect your precious energy from being drained by negativity, demands, or people who don't deserve it. When you set healthy boundaries, you create space for the things that truly matter, your passions, your relationships, your well-being. Remember, honey, you are not obligated to explain yourself to anyone. You don't need to justify your no with a long explanation or apology. A simple and clear no, thank you, is often enough. And if someone pushes back, stand firm in your decision. Remember, you deserve to be treated with respect, and that includes respecting your own needs. Now, let's talk about how to actually put these boundaries into practice. First things first, identify your values. What's truly important to you? Your family, your health, creativity, personal growth? Once you know what matters most, it becomes easier to say no to things that don't align with those values. Ever felt like you were constantly volunteering for extra work at the office or social events? You're saying, yes, out of obligation or fear of missing out, but deep down, you know it's draining your energy and time. That's a prime example where setting a boundary would be beneficial. Next time someone asks you to do something, pause for a moment. Ask yourself, does this align with my values? Will it contribute to my goals? If the answer is, no, then don't be afraid to say, no, gracefully. Picture this. You're at a party and someone starts unloading all their personal problems on you. You want to be supportive, but you also have your own energy needs. A simple boundary might sound like, I hear what you're going through, and I wish I could offer more support right now. But I'm feeling a little overwhelmed at the moment. Can we talk later? That acknowledges their feelings while setting a clear limit on how much you can give in that specific situation. Now, let me tell you, saying no isn't always easy. It can feel uncomfortable at first, especially if you're used to people pleasing. But trust me, the more you practice it, the easier it becomes. And the rewards are so worth it. You'll feel more confident, less stressed, and have more time and energy to focus on what truly matters. So, remember, beautiful souls, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or uncaring. It's about honoring yourself, protecting your energy, and creating a life that feels authentic and fulfilling. And remember, you are worthy of love, respect, and healthy relationships. So go out there and claim your power. Don't forget to share this episode with your amazing friends who could use a little boundary boost. And if you're feeling inspired, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Your feedback helps me keep bringing you these empowering messages every single day. Keep shining bright, beautiful souls. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.